2 Peter chapter 1, our thought this morning is adding to your faith. Adding to your faith. Let's read there. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith, faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. Now, we start out adding to our faith. We start out where? Jesus as our Savior, verse number 1. And I don't know, but if there's anybody here this morning, you're not sure you're saved, I really trust you'll make sure of that before you leave today. There's nothing more important than that. Amen. Second verse, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life, godliness, and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. I'd like to read the rest of it, but I'll stop there. And so, as God's people and as Christians, we need to. It's critical that we add to our faith. And we trust Christ as our Savior, and then God's Word makes it possible for us to add to our faith and to grow in grace, and we need to do that. It's so important that we add to our faith. You know, faith has two parts, you could say. The word literally means to persuade. It means a conviction based upon hearing, and of course hearing the Word of God. And in the New Testament, the word always refers to faith in God and Christ, or spiritual things. And so we have the faith, which includes our trust in Jesus Christ to be saved. And then the other part of our faith is our body of beliefs by which we live and grow and serve God. We need to continually be adding to our faith. And let's have a few thoughts on that this morning. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we are so thankful we can be here. We're so thankful that we don't have to meet in some secret place. We thank you, O God, for America. We're praying diligently for her. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity this morning. I pray you bless these dear folks. Bless the kids and all of their classes. And bless the teachers and all of the workers, which have to be many in other places on the property, serving and teaching the Word of God. Bless them, I pray. Now bless and help us, I pray, Lord, for your Spirit, please, to speak this morning through the Word of God. I'm depending upon you, dear Jesus, in your name. Amen. Adding to our faith. I will not get, I was going to do four or five of these. That won't happen. And one of them I was going to do was, number one, be diligent to use God's Word. Now, where we're starting is, before we get to all of these other things here that we see, and to add virtue and all of these things. The first thing is mentioned here, though, is giving all diligence. Add to your faith, virtue, and so forth. Giving all diligence. That word diligence means earnestness. It means being intent, being serious. And it includes the idea of zeal. Zeal. My daughter, our oldest daughter, where we have a very nice apartment and the lower level of her and Dave's home in Snellville, and just very, very nice, and thank them and thank the Lord. But she is in real estate, and she buys and sells, and so when you sign a contract to buy a house, then you have a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, to do due diligence. Due diligence. And that means during that time you have time to find out if there's anything wrong with that house that you didn't know. So you can have inspector in and so forth. But that's due diligence. That's in earnest. I mean, that's serious. They're buying that house, and they're doing due diligence. Folks, it's serious. We're saved. That's serious that we do due diligence in serving God and living for Him and growing spiritually here and adding to our faith. And so, first, I just want to mention this, but I'm going to go on from this. But first, be diligent to use God's word. Verse number 4 here, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, the word of God. Folks, be diligent to use the word of God. Be diligent in using God's word. And there were a couple passages I was going to cite, but I do want to go on to the next one. But Ezekiel 36:24, and I won't turn there this morning. But God promises to cause His people to walk according to His dictates. He promises that He will cause us to do that. Now, in other words, He will enable us to, He will cause us to, He wants us to walk according to the word of God, to do His promises and to do His word. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, we read there that we are to use the promises of the word of God for God's glory. And as we use the word of God, as the word of God comes through us, that brings glory to God. Due diligence to use the word of God. You know, we can read it, and probably everybody in here reads the word of God every day. But you can read it, and you can read it, and you can read it and not do a blooming thing about it if you're not careful. Be diligent to use God's word. Secondly, be diligent to listen to God. Isaiah 55, like for us to go here. Isaiah 55, and verse number 2, Isaiah 55, well, it's got to be here, was the last time I looked. Oh my goodness, this is, Brother Ross, just for the fun of it, I got to tell you, this is, I'm using a new Bible here. And I've just had it in the box, and I've used it, I think, mainly for, maybe I haven't even used this one, even for that. But this is the Bible. I just have to tell you, this signed by Dr. Jack Hiles at my ordination there at First Baptist Church. And I was ordained in a denomination, but then reordained at First Baptist Church in Hammond. And so I've been keeping it, but I thought, good night, I need to use it. And so at any rate, so the pages are not, don't turn as quickly maybe as I'd like. Okay, Isaiah 55, and let me see which verses I want to start with here. All right, verse number 2. Isaiah 55 and verse number 2. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in fatness. Now, be diligent to listen to the word of God. God's word. Be diligent about that. In Isaiah 51, let's back up just a little bit here. Isaiah 51 and verse number 1 tells us, hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Verse number 1, let's go down to verse number 4. Hearken unto me, O my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for the light of the people. Verse number 7, Hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revelings. Verse number 21. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. But notice now, hear now this. And we need to listen to what God says. The word hear there means literally, from the word it's translated from, it means hear, it means listen, it means give heed, obey, is what that word literally means. And in verse number 4, the word means dispose the ear or mind to ready, earnest, serious attention. So when we read, we need to get our mind in gear to the Word of God. We need to listen to what He is telling us, not just read it, but listen to what He has to say to us. We need to listen diligently to the Word of God, diligently, not just in passing, but diligently. I was so glad that we had, you know, the big trial they had in Wisconsin, and the fellow's name was Rittenhouse, I believe it was, and they were trying to put him in jail for murder when he self-defended himself against the rioters there in Wisconsin. But and of course, you were afraid, you know, they're just going to snowball that thing. But you know, it was so refreshing that the jury went by the facts and not by the mob outside and what the mob wanted to do and say. They actually went by the facts, and that man got a fair trial. And I was so thankful for that. But what happened? The jury listened to the facts. Listen. You and I need to listen and act on the facts. We need to listen and act, listen diligently to the Word of God and to what God's Word has to say for us. Proverbs chapter 8. Let's go back there quickly. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 32. Proverbs 8 and verse 32 and 3 and 4. Now therefore, hearken unto me. Hearken, hearken, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Blessed is the man that heareth me, the Lord says. Blessed for hearing. We need to always listen carefully to what the Lord is wanting to say to us. That's why it's important when you read the Word of God, that you pray and you ask the Lord to teach you something, and you ask the Lord to help you learn something, and you ask the Lord to help to increase your knowledge and to increase the application of the Word of God. And you ask the Lord to put it in your heart and to help you to actually to live it and not just read it. And I pray that He helps me remember it, you know. And my age has, you know, a little more necessity to pray that than most of you, likely. But we need to listen. We need to listen diligently. Listen diligently. There's another thought that I want to get to here. And let me see here. All right. We need to be diligent in using God's Word. We need to be diligent to listen to God's Word. And next, we need to be diligent to obey God. Diligent to obey. Zechariah chapter 6 and Zechariah 6 and verse 15. Zechariah 6 and verse 15. And this is referencing to a symbolic crowning of Joshua, really representing the Messiah. And you read this little portion here, and it has to do with that. It talks about the crowns but on Joshua, but it's symbolic of the crown on the Lord. Verse 15, and they that are far off shall come and build in the temple of the Lord, and ye shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. And this shall come to pass if ye will, what? Willingly obey the voice of the Lord your God. Willingly obey. Be diligent to obey. So that means we are willing to obey. And so we read the Word of God. We see something in there. Oh, you know, whoa, hit your attention, right? The Holy Spirit says, hey, notice that. Hey, do something about that right there. And the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And we need to be diligent to obey the word of God. Be diligent to obey. It could be every aspect of our life, couldn't it be? As we read the word of God, we need to be diligent about church attendance. That's Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and anything else. Diligent about church attendance. Need to be diligent about... Oh, you know, that reminds me. we were taking a trip with a group of our school kids. We ran a Christian school a lot of years. I'm so glad you have one. Praise the Lord for that. And so we were on a trip, and we had gone... At that time, you went to a regional, which was a couple of states, and you had competition, hundreds of kids there. All kinds of competitions, and then the winners there went on to international convention, and we were either on our way there or back, I forget which, from international convention. And so we're driving on a Sunday morning, and I'm watching my watch. Okay, church time is probably Sunday school, probably 9:45, something like that, watching my watch. So pretty soon, about 45 minutes ahead of time, Brother Ross, I decided I'd better get off at the next exit and start looking for a church. Now, we didn't use the GPS then. You know, never even heard of it, probably. And we use it now. So we got off looking for a church. Drove into a little town there. Man, it was like every building was a tombstone. There was nothing moving or breathing that you could see. Wow. And so finally there was a guy walking along carrying his violin in a violin case. So I guess he was going to church to play. I think that's what he had. So I stopped and asked him about a church. And so we drove out to a church outside of town. We got out. I've got probably half a dozen teenagers with me there, and so we get out, we go in, and we sit down, and they start the service, Brother Ross, and they start the service. The guy's playing his guitar, you know, and he gets faster and faster and faster, and I'm seeing what's beginning to happen. I said, they're all sitting here to the right of me, Brother Ross. I said, my wife was right here. I said, let's go. And I got up. They all followed me. We walked out. Boop, sorry, but we did that. And it wasn't what I wanted to expose my students to. And so we went back into town, and thank the Lord, we did find a Bible preaching church to go to that morning. Whew, hallelujah. And so anyway, church attendance, be diligent about church attendance, be diligent about tithing, be in earnest about giving above your tithe, be in earnest about growing spiritually. Be in earnest about being an asset and being a blessing and doing ministry in this church. Be diligent to obey God and to serve him. Be diligent about serving, about loving people and about forgiving people. Be diligent to obey God. Let me go on. I want to get to another one here. Well, let's go to this one. Let's go to Proverbs 4 next. Be diligent to keep your heart. Be diligent to keep your heart. Proverbs chapter 4, really quickly here. Be diligent. Diligent to keep your heart. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4 and verse number 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Thine heart. Keep the word of God in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we know the word of God teaches us that out of the heart really everything comes, out of the heart. So be diligent. I'm looking at how many verses I want to get to here. Let's go back to 1 Chronicles chapter 12. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. First Chronicles chapter 12. And here, what's happening here, the men of Israel, the people that made David king now, are being referred to here. And so you see the people of Judah, Simeon and Jehoiada and Zadok and their people, and all of these people, Manasseh, verse 31, Issachar, all of these people who made David king. And then notice here in verse number 33, in fact, 33. Well, of Zebulun, which as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000, which could keep rank. Now watch this. They were not of double heart. Not of double heart. You know, double heart is giving allegiance, is splitting your allegiance, you know, to each two places at least. Double-hearted. These men weren't that. They were aligned with David, not anybody else. They were aligned with him. They were not double-hearted. Let's go on down here. And verse number 38, all these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron and to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. Be diligent to keep your heart and be diligent to have that single-mindedness of heart. Let's turn to Psalm 139 real quick. Psalm 139, verse number 2. Psalm 139, verse number 2. Pastor, did you say 20 or 25 after? Okay. 139 and verse number 2. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. And I want to go down to, I'm going to skip down here, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, that's all of our ways, search. Search me, O God, and know my, what? My heart. Know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way everlasting. It's a little bit scary thing to pray for the Lord to search your heart. You know, because he'll do it. And he'll tell you what you need to hear. And so we need to be diligent about keeping our heart aligned to the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit and open to the Word of God, and to be diligent in our heart. And let the Holy Spirit search us, and let the Holy Spirit through his Word search us. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. So important to have our heart wholeheartedly living for the Lord, wholeheartedly walking with the Lord, wholeheartedly serving the Lord, wholeheartedly being faithful. It's so important to be wholehearted in our walk with Christ and our living for him. Matthew, real quick. Matthew chapter 50, chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew 15. Well, let's see, I was going to read several verses here, but let me go right to verse 19. Well, down to 15. I'll go back up to there. Then answered Peter and said unto him, declare unto us this parable. And Jesus said, are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand that whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart. Boy, you know, you really need to think about that. And what you say comes from where? It comes from your heart. Boy, that's convicting, because I sure get aggravated at other drivers, Brother Ross. You know, and I'm thinking about this, and actually, the Lord's working on it. I'm working on it. I'm working on that, you know. At this age, I'm working on stuff. I still got a whole lot of stuff to work on, you know. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man. A lesson there for the Jews, Judaizers, and so forth. But for out of the heart proceed all of these things. And so we need to be diligent about our heart. Diligent. And diligent to keep our heart in line with the Lord and His Word. Single-mindedness. Single-heartedness. We need to have our heart in obedience to the Lord. We need to have our heart in desiring to serve Him. We need to put our heart into, yes, being in church faithfully. And we need to put our heart into living for Christ. We need to put our heart into it. We can do it. We can just walk along every day. Oh, we can do that. But we need to put diligence into what we have in our heart. Be diligent to keep your heart. And I need to be diligent to keep on time. Be diligent. It's interesting to me that before all of these things are listed that the Lord says to add, He says now, get diligent about this. Get diligent about this, about what I'm going to tell you, about what you're supposed to add here. Be diligent about adding virtue. Be diligent about adding godliness. Be diligent in adding from the Word of God to our heart and our life. But be diligent to keep your heart. Single-heartedness. Give your heart in single-heartedness to serving the Lord, to living for Him, to living like a Christian. Be diligent. Dear Lord, thank You for Your Word. I pray that You'd help us somehow, some way this morning. Encourage us, strengthen us, challenge us. Dear Jesus, I pray. Now, bless in the service to follow, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.